as your mind sinks, as your inner self floats, eyes closed, mind open, I want you to start feeling the world going from side to side, moving and swaying gently. Like a babe in the cradle, the motion brings comfort and relaxation. It just feels nice. You open your mouth and taste salt water on the air. And you drift back and forth. Back and forth. The sun is beaming its rays down. You can feel it warm against your skin. Your eyes are closed, a moist towel folded over top of them, keeping your eyelids nice and dark, nice and cool. It's hot out, but pleasantly so. With your fingers in the heels of your feet outside your own inner tube, dipped in the ocean, regulating your body's temperature. Feel it. The vividly cool and cold sensation of the water against your skin. The light breeze teasing over you, causing all your little tiny body hairs to tingle. You don't have to open your eyes to know what is around you. The beauty, the wide open sea of brilliant blue, mists from the swaying waves causing it to sparkle all around you. Like a sea of diamonds, it sparkles under the sun, causing prisms of colors to sashay across your skin. Your finger dipping in pulls out a large piece of the shining soft in the water. Your fingers play with it, fidget with it while you peacefully float, noticing a strange texture harder than expected. You bring it up to quickly peek at it from underneath your towel. What you thought was salt is a diamond, smoothed into the shape of a tiny, almost rose, glistening. You hold it in your hand as you let the towel slide back over your eyes, wondering as your other hand swishes in the miraculous water. There is almost a melody to it, a song singing from the ocean. Aside from the gulls off in the distance, you can feel it thrumming into you, crashing through the rubber of the inner tube. You're floating, drifting, slowly, sweetly, under the control of someone else's watchful eye. You drift, free of your own purpose, the warm rubber gently conforming and holding you. Waves splash up against you, the gentle rhythmic crashing in your ears, the swaying as the tide pulls you to and fro. All of this relaxes you. You calmly inhale, breathing in nice and deep as your senses revel in the moment. Dance in the comfortable, pleasurable sensations resonating within you. The waves push you. The tide pulls you. You drift along. Slowly, inevitably, being pushed closer to shore. To move forward a few feet as a wave rushes in, a few inches back into deeper water as the tide rolls you out, fractionation via the ocean. It's a trance state in itself as you are swaying back and forth, your body pushed along, pulled back just a little bit, only to go deeper towards shore, even deeper with every wave, so close you are within eyesight of a sandy beach, long tropical trees, a nice distance in from it, hiding the horizon. The waves push you closer. The tide takes you further away. You feel a connection to this pattern. There is a connection in your mind. Every wave that pushes you several feet closer to shore, you feel your mind dropping 10 times deeper into trance, into feeling something other, something different. Calmer, better, more fun. When those waves crash closer, they do it quickly in a jerk, in a jolt. A quick crash and they go closer, you go deeper. When the weight of the invisible moon pulls them back, just inches. Inches, but so strong, so heavy, so draining. Water rushing fast against your fingers, slowly pulling you back out to the deeper waters. You feel your mind waking up a bit as the moon pulls you away. My voice will tell you to wake up. And you will, no matter how hard it is. No matter how much you just want to go in deeper, deeper to shore, deeper, deeper into trance. Conflicting emotions. You want to go deeper. You need to obey the voice. I'll make it easier for you. Obedience is the most important. So long as you obey my voice, you can relax, knowing that the choices don't matter. You can be comforted, knowing I will make the right choice. And you just have to obey. It feels good to float here. But when I tell you to, you will wake up. Of course. When the waves move you back closer to shore, they will take you many times closer than you were before you were pulled back by that tiny bit. I will say drop. You will drop back down into trance, 10 times deeper than before. It's very easy. And you've always been such a good slave. I know you can do it for me. Now feel the tide pooling against you. A rushing feeling as you come up just a bit from your trance on 3. Awake to feel the high my words have brought you. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Your eyes are so heavy now. Just drop. Drop back down for me into a loopy trance. Relax. And high, your body feeling heavy, your head feeling light, 10 times as deep, 10 times stronger than before, your mind pulling away, your mind asleep. But you are being pulled away again. The tide never stops, bringing you up on my count. 1, 2, 3, wake up. Good toy. I treasure how well you obey. Now let's go back down. Drop. 10 times deeper, so much closer to the shore. So much closer to the next stage in our journey together. It's going to be so much fun. You are going to feel so much pleasure. But first, you have to wake up for me. one last time. Let the tide bring you back away from shore before the next waves comes in and sends you all the way to shore. You will drop all the way deep down into the perfect level of trance, the next step of a euphoric journey to feel pleasure, to be owned, to be used. But first, one, two, three, the waves pull back and you wake up. Perfect. Drop. A big wave picks you up and brings you all the way to the shore. You drop deep, deep, deep into trance as the tube you were floating on lodges in the soft white sand. You stand up, towel falling off your face, pausing to take in the lovely vista in front of you. Exotic, colorful birds are flitting and flying everywhere. Flashes of color so brilliant in hue as their shining wings flutter around you in a rainbow of feathery colors. You feel a lovely breeze from the wind of their wings as they come so close. You could almost pet them, almost feel their soft feathers to the touch. But their sharp beaks keep you away as they fly off again. A rainbow feather falling slowly in front of your vision, fluttering in the wind. Bemused, you catch it before it can hit the ground. The trees look like giant emerald flowers. So lovely are their long leaves. Little actual flowers peeking out here and there. Little spikes of color, little jolts of pleasure as you soak in the beauty. Sun shining happily down as you move your feet through the soft sand, stepping, walking forward. There are lovely shells all over the beach. They are lovely, but you don't want to step on one. So your head looks down as you walk forward, towards what seems to be a magnificent jungle, towards a slight break in the trees. Despite looking down, your toe catches on a shell. You almost trip. You pause to bend over to pick it up. It's beautiful. It's spiraling. Spiraling, and you find yourself caught and entranced for a moment, staring into its lovely center. You gather it up with your other treasures, and you continue on. At the break in the trees, there seems to be a simple path. Under the trees, feeling swallowed by them, constrained further by a path of my creation. Walking down this path, you come across a shorteling in the bushes. Crouching down, you move some branches aside to find little creatures playing underneath. Little balls of plushy purple fur. There's around a dozen of them, the size of baseballs, round with tiny little feet, scurrying around as they're wrestling and playing tug of war with a shiny stick. Despite the stick being longer than any two of their little faces, with such cute big eyes, so intent on the stick as they play their almost epic game. Tiny little legs and paws as they run after the twig, bouncing off of bushes. Two of the little bundles in front running, a tide of purple plush chasing madly after it. The sun beating down on them where before there was shade alerts them to your presence. They all freeze for a moment, looking up at this unexpected titan staring down at them. You start to notice just how big their eyes are. So many of them staring up at you. Blue eyes so blue, so many, almost hypnotic. You feel yourself almost being sucked down into their awareness, a sense of almost folding to a greater power, to a pack mentality. And then before you blink, they scatter. Little bursts of frantic purple running off through the jungle, ducking behind stones, climbing on little legs up the trees. Your mind snaps out of it, leaving you to look down at the little twig left behind. You see it sparkling and bend down to pick it up, to look at its sparkle, see the sun dance across it. You notice it is blue, blue like their eyes, like it's made of sapphire. You put it with the diamond and the shell and the feather, cradling everything safely in your hands as you continue along. The path continues. It is in a small patch, the one place in the clearing the sun breaks through to shine on it, shining its rays to make it sparkle. Yet, out of all of this tidy clearing, around it and on it, the shrine is covered in tiny offerings. Special-looking leaves, unique, amazing twigs, simple, natural gifts, stones with colorful designs that look to be naturally a part of the stone, but feel more like Easter eggs in the boldness of their design. You stare down at the collection in your hands. You know somehow that this is right. You mustn't take anything from this place. You must give an offering. Show yourself humble, worthy to proceed. If you wish to go through the portal, you place the items down on the rocks. You place the diamond. It's not important. You drop down the rare feather, watching as it flutters down towards the shrine. You feel somehow lighter. You balance the twig between two stones of a previous offering. You feel certain, ready to enter. Gently, reverently, you place the shell and hear my voice in your mind, guiding you, leaving them behind, in your heart, leaving behind prideful and selfish thoughts, preparing for a sense of openness, a desire to serve. You must be emptied out so I can fill you, to obey what is right. My voice whispers into you, praising you. So good. Such a good penitent. Come to me for release. Step through. You walk under the arch and into the shadow, and feel yourself transported away, taken away. I am so proud of how well you are doing, how very deep you are in transforming. All you want is to go even deeper until you are completely relaxed, completely entranced under my control. Good toy. You float.